This is Mark Bennett with Decision Resources. My mission is to help leaders build healthy organizations through wise decisions and creative collaboration. This talk is one in a series that describe practices to develop and sustain organizational health. For more information, go to www.decisionres.com. Change ahead. Turn on the GPS. In The Wizard of Oz, after a tornado swept Dorothy into a different time and place, she looked around and said to her little dog, "Toto, we are not in Kansas anymore." Last week, I had a not in Kansas anymore experience. I was standing in front of a camera and a large video screen in Budapest, Hungary, giving an interactive presentation to participants in Egypt, Iran, Pakistan, Tunisia, Afghanistan, and Jordan. We were all linked together by state-of-the-art Cisco technology to discuss the future of their organization and its current decision-making challenges. As each participant asked a question, the software's voice activation seamlessly shifted the primary video window to place the current speaker in the center of the high-definition screen and return the previous speaker to a small window at the bottom. There were no glitches or noticeable delays in the conversation. On the flight to Hungary, I had just finished a new book by one of the world's leading observers of change around the globe, Thomas Friedman. Its subtitle is An Optimist's Guide to Thriving in the Age of Accelerations, with hundreds of on-the-ground examples from the Seychelles Islands to Silicon Valley that confirm the new normal. For the rest of our lives, the pace of change will increase, generated by a synergy of three forces: climate change, new technology, and a global social economic integration. In other words, no one is in Kansas anymore. My experience in Hungary, seen through Friedman's wide-angle lens on global trends, leads me to put this question in the center of your organization's agenda. How can your leadership become unified in understanding the times and what must be done to thrive in an ever more demanding, continuously shifting environment? Last fall, Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, a change no one saw coming. In his anthem about tectonic cultural shift, "The Times They Are a-Changin'," he warns those who are not paying attention to the growing waves, "You better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone." To thrive in the age of accelerations requires leadership teams to move out of denial, past habitual patterns, and beyond playing catch-up. Leaders must become proactive, guiding the organization to embrace, adapt, and move with the waves of change. The leaders needed for the age of accelerations are women and men in executive leadership and on governing boards who are always building unity, facilitating learning, and strengthening the capacity to adapt and work together in collaboration. Friedman's basic prescription to thrive is to develop and sustain community. Like it or not, organizations are a form of community where many of us spend a significant percentage of our lives. Leaders must accept the responsibility to be good stewards of the organization's culture and health. Therefore, amidst accelerating change, it is up to leaders to be practitioners and teachers of a change mindset and a common language that unifies the organizational community stakeholders, both internal and external, to start swimming with the current. I'm always on the lookout for useful frameworks to share with my clients. I took the models of three international experts on organizational change and distilled the common action principles. If you are ready to engage others in the dialogue about your organization's future, you can begin here. First, confirm the vision. Leaders must help others see what success looks like and link the desired destination with the initiatives and changes needed. Second, connect everyone to the leading edge. Leadership must be evangelical to spread the word and engage many in the necessary collective effort to adapt and grow. Third, address barriers. Leadership must resolutely identify and focus the effort to overcome or remove the barriers of structure, attitude, skills, or resources that keep the organization in status quo mode. Fourth, change behaviors to change minds. Belief in the possible future will not precede practical action. People need to deliberately practice their way into believing that it is possible to thrive amidst change. Leadership must keep the focus on key behaviors that can be changed to support a mental and emotional framework that will sustain the movement toward the vision. Now that you've listened to my talk, I invite you to explore the rest of the series that addresses the dimensions of building healthy organizations. If you're interested in the ongoing work of Decision Resources, go to www.decisionres.com and sign up for the regular email newsletter.